जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
जनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्
देहाभिमान गलिते विद्याते परमात्मनि यत्र यत्र मनो याति तत्र तत्र समाधया देहाभिमान गलिते व्हेन द अभिमान आइडेंटिफिकेशन विद द बॉडी डिसअपीयर्स विज्ञाते परमात्मनि एंड वी कम टू एक्सपीरियंस परमात्मा देन व्हाट विल हैपन यत्र यत्र मनो याति तत्र तत्र समाधया wherever योर माइंड गोज देयर समाधि विल हैपन हाउ विल दैट हैपन लाइक ए एयरक्राफ्ट कैन नेवर गो बियॉन्ड स्पेस कैन इट गो wherever इट फ्लाइज इट इज इन विद इन द स्पेस इट कैन नॉट ट्रांसेंड द स्पेस सिमिलरली द माइंड Mind is inert, but it is powered by Atman. And when it goes out anywhere, outside also we have seen, there is Naam Roop and Satchidanand. Five things are always there within each object. So wherever it goes, now it sees Satchidanand. Continuously. Yatra yatra mano yati tatra tatra samadhyaya. In each object, in the chair, there is a roop, a form, a name, and Satchitanand. But we are able to see only the sat part. Chit part we are not able to see in the chair because the subtle body is not there. But it gives anand. To some people it gives anand. To some other people may not give anand. But it is dear. It gives anand. So Satchitanand is everywhere. So wherever our mind now goes, the naam and roop takes the second place. Satchinanand Vastu takes the first place. What will happen when we get the knowledge, when we experience it, then it is said in the verse number 31.
भिद्यते हृदय ग्रंथिः भिद्यते हृदय ग्रंथिः छिद्यन्ते सर्व संशयाः छिद्यन्ते सर्व संशयाः क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि तस्मिन् दृष्टे परावरे तस्मिन् दृष्टे परावरे भिद्यते हृदय ग्रंथि छिद्यन्ते सर्व संशयाः क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि तस्मिन् दृष्टे परावरे.
This Gyan Samadhi is not a state like Jagrit, Swapna and Susupti. Jagrit, Swapna and Susupti come and go. But this Gyan Samadhi is a vision, is an understanding. And it stays continuous, it is continuous awareness. Outside you are also seeing Satchitanand. Naam Roop you have falsified. Inside also, when you are disidentified with your body, you are seeing the Atman. This same Atman is Brahman. The process suggested is, first you see the Atman inside. Once you experience the Atman inside, then you will be able to see the Satchidanand outside also. This Atman is also Satchidanand. Outside also it is Satchidanand. That does not mean there are two Satchidanands. It's only one Satchidanand. What will happen? Tasmin drishte paravare. Tasmin drishte. Drishte means seeing. Seeing is the best experience. There is no doubt. But here you can't see it with your own eyes, Satchidanand. With this eye you cannot see. But you can experience it. Tasmin drishte paravare. Par and avar. Par means supreme. Avar means lower. The supreme is Brahman. And the lower is Jiva. When you come to know that this Jiva is itself Para, Jiva is none other than Brahman. In Bhagavad Gita also Lord has said, in chapter 13, what is that? Chetragyam chapi mam vidhi. The knower of the whole field is me. We say, who is the knower? Jiva is the knower. But Lord has specifically said, Chetragyam chapi mam vidhi, I am there. Similarly, here also, this Atman, when we experience, is the same our. This is Jiva is lower than the Brahman. This our is the same as the Param, par and our. Par and avar can also be said that par is supreme, avar is the world. World is avar, lower. But the supreme has become avar. What is this world? Whole world is the Satchidanand. He has taken different naam and roop, that's all. Par and avar he has become. It's not too different. He has taken different name and form. So it's one and same. Drishte. Drishte means there is no doubt. When you see anything, when you hear anything, there may be a doubt. But if you see a thing, then there is no doubt about it. Similarly, when you see this Atman and Brahman outside, there is no more doubt. What will happen? Vidyate Hridaya Granthi. Hridaya Granthi, the knot of heart will be cut. There will not be any knot of heart. Now this is your own experience. Kabir says, Tu kehta kagaj ki lekhi, main kehta aakhan dekhi. You are studying the books and telling me what is this Brahman and all this, but now I'm saying aakhan dekhi is my own experience. What is that? Vidyate hridaya granthi. Hridaya granthi will be cut. What is that hridaya granthi? Hridaya Granthi is the first knot, Guruji says, is avidya. First knot is avidya. Because of the ignorance avidya, we are seeing nanatva. It's ignorance. Avidya what? What is ignorance? Who's avidya? I do not know my own true nature. This is avidya. And this can go away by vidya. Vidyate hridaya granti. The avidya will be removed. And because of avidya, second knot is calm. Guru says, because of the avidya, because of this vasana, which is avidya, which is maya, which is prakriti, which is trigun, because of this ignorance, there comes a desire in my mind. Second knot is calm. And the third knot, Guruji says, is karma at the body level. So avidya, kam, karma is the knot of heart. And this cycle is continuously going on. We call it anarthakari parampara. We are affected by this anarthakari parampara. It is parampara is coming from all our previous lives. Avidya kam karma, not knowing how to cut this knot, we are continuously doing karma, not according to the Bhagavad Gita as Lord has suggested, as karma yoga. We are continuously doing, and when we do the karma, fruit of action will come, and fruit of action, three things will happen. Either you like it, or you don't like it, or you are, what you can say, indifferent to it. It's not that whatever you experience in the world, only three things can come. I see a tree, I like it, I may not like it, or I may be indifferent. We go to the mall, see so many things, all things we don't like or dislike, we are indifferent. We see this and go away. They don't form impressions. But some karmaphal, they will put an impression in our mind. So according to this, avidya kam karma, vidya. Now when you experience it, then avidya is gone. Avidya is the father of karma. Karma is caused by desire, desire is caused by avidya. So the root cause is avidya. When this avidya goes away, what is this avidya? I don't know my true nature. Tasmin drishte paravare, when I come to know, experience that, avidya goes away. The moment you realize, avidya goes away. And we have seen in our Upadeshar, we were studying, karturagaya prapyate param, karma ki param, karma tajjaram. We are doing actions, continuously you are doing. Because actions are inert. And why the people were doing the actions? To get the sukh and to get more power, more power, more power. Karturagya prapyate param. Karma ki param. Karma, is it param? Is it supreme? Can it give you infinite result? No. Karma jaram. Then, kriti mahadadav patan karanam. Kriti mahadadav is a huge ocean. You are continuously doing this avidya kam karma, you are not able to come out of this. Patan karanam means you are bound by this avidya kam karma, avidya. And then what happens? Punarapi jananam, punarapi marnam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam, ye sansara bahudustare, kripya pare, pahi murare. Punarapi jananam. Avidya vasana. You are giving blueprint to the Lord. I have so many vasanas, give me an appropriate body. Lord says, okay, I will give you again new body. Exhaust your vasana. We again collect more vasanas. Not knowing how to act in the world, how to do a karma, we go on doing. We never read the manual of life. Did we read Bhagavad Gita? No. So without reading the manual of life, we are acting. And this avidya kam karma is continuously going. Then jiva comes. So what jiva comes? Balas tavat krida saktat, तरणस्तावत तर नहीं सकता, वृद्धास्तावत चिंता सकता, परमे ब्रह्मनि कोपी न सकता। दिस इज द बायोग्राफी ऑफ ऑल जीवा, ऑल ऑफ अस, ऑल जीवा इज द सेम बायोग्राफी, द सेम ट्रेंड इज गोइंग ऑन कंटिन्यू। अविद्या काम 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 वासना, अकॉर्डिंग टू वासना गिव टू द ब्लू प्रिंट टू द लॉर्ड, लॉर्ड सेज ओके यू कम इन दिस बॉडी, देन पुनरपि जननम, अगेन बर्थ, अगेन डेथ, एंड व्हेन यू टेक बर्थ व्हाट हैपेंस, बालस्तावत क्रीड़ा सकता, यू आर प्लेइंग ओनली फर्स्ट 25 ईयर्स पे, एंड आफ्टर दैट तरुणी सकता, आफ्टर वृद्धावस्था चिंता सकता व्हाट विल हैपन, एंड नोबडी इज थिंकिंग अबाउट द ब्रह्मन। बट इफ यू वन और टू पीपल स्टार्ट थिंकिंग, दे गो टू द गुरु, दे आस्क द क्वेश्चन राइज, व्हाट इज दिस होल लाइफ आई एम वर्किंग 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 बट नॉट हैप्पी, what is the source of this happiness, can you tell me? I want the whole source, I want the bliss, I am not satisfied with little bit of happiness from the world. He said yes, come and serve, first serve, 1 year service. Prashnopanishad says the 6 students came to the teacher, said I want to know this and this, first you serve 1 year, then you ask me question. If I know the answer, I will tell you after 1 year. Student served. And they got the answer also. So this Guru-Shishya Parampara continues. Only the name of Guru and the name of Shishya changes. In the Jeeva also, if the new body comes, is the same jiva, the name only changes. Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, Mrs. A, Mrs. B, only the name, the jiva is the same. But the, every time when he takes birth, what happens? Name changes. Similarly, Guru Shishya is the same, only the body of Guru and Shishya changes. Different type of Gurus coming with a different name and different Shishya, the Guru Shishya Parampara. And he realizes and goes beyond. He gets the vidya. Tulsidas ji says, jad chetan ki granthi par gai jagat mrisa chutat kathinai. Jad chetan. This is chetan. And this is whole thing is inert. Tulsidas ji, before writing Ramayana, he studied Vedanta for a number of years. I am told he studied for 16 years Vedanta. Then he wrote the Ramayana. And in simple words he said, what is jad chetan ki granthi pad gai? What is this granthi? The knot. This is chetan, this is jad. Both have got different and opposite nature. But they have become mixed. Jad chetan ki granthi pad gai. Ab chutat kathinai. Is to disintegrate, it is difficult. We are bound in that. In Aparocha Anubhuti, it is said, I am Suddha Buddha Mukta Atma. But I consider myself as finite, jeev, suffering. This is not. They can't join. They are of opposite nature. One is eternal, Satchitanand. This is finite, perishable, changing, modifying, giving sorrow. They cannot be one, but they have become because of my ignorance. But this knot, this ignorance can be removed by vidya. Anything which can be removed by vidya, really speaking, it never happened. It was never there. On the rope, when we see a snake, and when with the torchlight we see, try to see what exactly it is, when we come to know that it is a rope only, now tell me, the snake was ever there? No, it was never there. So anything which can be removed by knowledge, it is not at all there. So the jivatva can be removed by knowledge. I am not jiva, I am Brahman, which can be removed by the knowledge. The moment the jivatva is removed, the jnana is removed, the moment the cloud is removed, you come to see the sun. You don't have to bring sun from anywhere. Vidyate hridaya granti chidyante sarva sansayam. People have hundreds of doubt. They come to Acharya, Swami, we have got doubt. Even Guruji went to Gurudev when he was a student. I have got a question, I have got a doubt. Gurudev said, go and study or all doubts will be over. Guruji says, after that I never ask any question to Gurudev. Never. Even when we were studying Vedanta, we were told, go on writing your questions, let the text end, and after that you see, your all doubts are gone. Wait, don't ask questions. The moment the first slok or second slok is explained, wait, you go on writing your questions, and at the end of that, you'll find everything is cleared. Chidyate sarva sansaya. What is the sansaya? From the beginning itself, you know, who is God? Where is God? Who is jiva? What is this jiva? What is this jagat? Where from this jagat has come? We have got doubt about this. Jiva, jagat, Ishwar, we have got doubt. So all doubts relating to jiva, jagat and Ishwar dispel. And this will happen only when you experience it, not before that. Because after experiencing, you will come to know there is only one Brahman. With the open eyes, you will be able to see Satchidananda everywhere. There is nothing else than Satchidananda. Where is Jeev? Where is Jagat? Where is Ishwar? So long you call yourself Jeev, Ishwar is there. The moment your Jeevatva ends, we have seen in Upadesar, the moment the Jeevatva ends, Ishwar is also not there. Jagat. Jagat is an appearance, that's all. So all doubts about Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar vanished. Chidyante sarva samsaya, chiyante chasya karmani. And all karma, what will happen to my papa punya which I have done? Sanchit karma. Lot of karma I have done, which I don't know. Chiyante chasya karmani. All past karma except prarabdha. All your past karma gone. Khatam. How? What is the science behind it? Once you come to know that you are Atman, Atman is a karta. Always remember this. Who is karta? Prakriti is karta. This Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET is Prakriti. Anatma is Karta. Atma is not Karta. So when I come to know that I am Atman, so I am not a doer. Till today I was thinking, Ahankar Vimudatma Karta Hamiti Manate. Who is doer? I am the doer. Once you become the doer, you have to be enjoyer also. So today you realize that I am a karta, I am that Atman, and Atman is a karta. So yesterday or before that, you were karta? No, you were never a karta. If you were never a karta, then whatever actions you have done in the past, I was not a karta. When they fructify, Ishwar will come, Karmaphal Data will come. Where is Mr. X, who was a doer? I want to deliver this fruit of action to Mr. X. Mr. X is sitting there. He says, no, I am no more Mr. X. My Jivatva is gone. I am Brahman now. And I have done nothing. I haven't done anything. All sanchit karma gone. Gurudev explained it beautifully. A person, a murderer, was sentenced to death by the judge. Before he was hanged, he died. Now, batao, where will you execute him? How can you execute him? A person is already dead. Whom will you execute? Can you hang that dead person? Fruit of action, how can you deliver a dead person? You can't. Similarly, the jivatva is gone. The jiva has done lot of actions in the past. Who will suffer now? There is nobody. Gita also says, Jnanagni sarvakarmani bhasma satkurte tatha. With the Jnanagni, everything, all is burnt. Pure. That is the fruit of this knowledge of self. Now we will quickly see all the 31 verses, see the thought flow. Rupam drishyam lochanam drik tad drishyam dattu manasam drishyadhri vrittisya sachi drigevanatu drishyate. Here the text starts with that you have to discriminate between drishya and drashta. We have done lot of vivekas. Atma, anatma vivek, sariritraya vivek, panchakos vivek. Here the vivek taken is drashta and drishya, seer and seen. You have to just discriminate between two and find out who is the ultimate seer. It says, rupam drishyam lochanam drip. Rupam drishya, we are seeing lot of forms, rupam drishya. But who is seeing? Lochanam. There are many forms, but the seer is Tadrisham Daktumansam, but who is the seer of the eyes? Mind is the seer of the mind. Drishya Dhri Vrittisya Sakshi, and who sees the thoughts in the mind? Sakshi sees. Can I see the Sakshi? Drigevanatu Drishyate. You cannot see that Sakshi with your eyes, but you can experience that Sakshi. Then, second, third, and fourth verses are further explanation to the first verse. Second one says, Neel peet stula sutma ri rasva dirgadi vedata nana vidhani rupani paset lochanam ekadha. The nana type of roops are there. What is that? Neel peet, different colors. Then stula sutma, gross and subtle. Then rasva and dirgh, the small and large. Bhedata nana vidhani rupani, there are various types of roop, but pasyet lochanam ekada, but all forms are seen by one eyes. Then the about the eyes, ande manda patu tasvesu netra dharmesu cha ekada. The dharma of netra, it can be and blind, it can be mandya, dull, it can be patutvesu, it can be sharp also. My eyes are very sharp, I can see 3 miles, everything sharp. But netra dharma sankalpa et mana, who sees this? Mana, the mind alone sees all these things. Similarly, srotatvag adau yojatam idam. Similarly, you apply to all other organs of perception. He has given one, but the same applies to your ear, smell, touch, taste, different type of taste, but who is jeev, the tongue is one. Different type of sound, who is listening? One. Then says, how many types of thoughts are coming? Kama sankalpa sandeho sraddha asraddhe dhriti tare ri dhi bhi te vadina bhaset ekadha chiti. The different type of thoughts are kam, the desire, sankalpa, thought of willing, then sandeho, a doubt, then sraddha, belief, asraddha, disbelief, dhriti, fortitude, adhriti, opposite of fortitude, ri, modesty, dhi, understanding, bhi, fear. There are different type of thoughts. And who is seeing? Bhasate ekadha chiti. Ekadha chiti, the chiti, the sakshi which was stated in the first verse, he is the seer of all these types of thoughts. But how is this sakshi or the self It said, no udeti nastamedisa, na vriddhim yati na chayam, swayam vivati vibhatya athanyani bhaset sadhanam bina. No udeti, there is no birth. No astam iti esa, there is no asta, no death. We are talking about the self now. What is the characteristic of the self? No udeti, no birth, no death, no vriddhim, there is no increase, there is no decrease in that. Swayam vivati, it is self-effulgent. And atha anyani bhase sadhan bina, and it illumines others without any aid, without any instrument. It illumines others. The Satchit Anand part is explained in this verse. Then comes Chichaya Aveshato Buddho Bhanam Dhistu Didhasita Ek Ahankritiranya Syat Antayakarna Rupani Chichaya Aveshata. Chichaya means the reflection of consciousness. Aveshata, entering in Buddhi. So what is the address of Chichaya? Is Buddhi. Where will you find it? Yourself? Buddhi. Address of self? Buddhi. You have to go to Buddhi. Bhanam Dhistu Dvidhasita, and he stays there, that awareness is there, and that is of two types. What are those? Ek ahankarati anyasyat antahkar rupani. One is the ahankar and other is the antahkar rupani. Antahkar rupani means other three, mind, intellect and memory. Antahkaran has got four parts, man buddhi, chit ahankar. Now the author has divided that man buddhi chit ahankar into two parts. Ahankar he has taken separate, man buddhi and chit he has taken separately. Why separately? Because he wants to show something. And this ahankar is always common in man buddhi and chittam. How? I am thinking, I is common, thinking. Thinking is the part of mana, sankalpa vikalpa mana. Sankalpa vikalpa atmaka mana. Then buddhi, I have decided, I is common. I remember, memory, the I is common. So ahankar he has taken separate, and man, buddhi and memory he has kept separately. Chaya ahankara ekyam taptaya pinvanmatam tad ahankar tadatmya deha chetanam agataha. This chaya ahankar, chaya means reflected consciousness, and ahankar, when they come together, what happened? It becomes taptaya pinvanmatam. Tapt ay means iron. Tapt. When you put an iron ball in the fire, what will happen? It will take all the qualities of fire, light and heat will come in that. And it will give its own quality to the fire. The round shape, the heaviness, that will go to the fire. Tapt pindavan matam tad ahankar tadatna deha chetanam agata. Then when this is complete, we call it jiva. Here in this text, ahankar means jiva. Whenever the ahankar word comes, you take it as a jiva. So jeev ahankara tadatma deha chatanam, after that it is being enlivened in the subtle body, in the mind, now it enlivens the gross body. Deha chetanam agata. So first the chetana comes in subtle body, then it enlivens the gross body. Ahankarasya tadatmam chit chaya deha sachibi sahajam karmajam bhrantijanyam chatrividam kramat. Ahankarasya tadatmam. This ahankar is jeev. The jiva's tadatma identification are three identification. One is the chitchaya, another is with the identification with the body, and third is with the sakshi. It says sahajam. The first one is called sahajam. Like sun is there, water is there, reflection of sun in the water will be sahaj. You can't cut it, you can't remove it. Sahajam. The second one with the deh, it says karmajam, it is because of the karma. And the third one is bhranti janyam, it is your ignorance. You don't know. You think you are different from sakshi, truly speaking, not that. I think I am jeev, I am not sakshi. It says no, it is bhranti janyam. संबंधिनो सतो नास्ति निवृत्त सहजस्य तु कर्मक्षयात् प्रबोधाच्च निवर्तते क्रमाद्वे द सहज तादात्म्य विच वन इज द सहज तादात्म्य सहज तादात्म्य इज द रिफ्लेक्शन इज द सहज तादात्म्य इसे संवेदन सतो नास्ति निवृत्ति यू कैन नॉट रिमूव दैट डोंट ट्राई टू डू एनीथिंग देयर If the sun is there, the water is there, the reflection is there, don't try to remove it, you will not be successful. If the sakshi is there, the reflection of consciousness will be there and you cannot remove it. If the subtle body, your mind is there, it will get enlivened. The second one, karma chaya, the body, the moment your karmas are over, moment your prarabdha is over, this body will fall. Even if you become realized right now, the body will continue. When this body will disintegrate, karma chayat, then the prarabdha is over, this will drop. So don't try to do anything there also, karma chayat. Prabodhat cha nivartate kramadhuve, prabodhat. But the third one, the bhranti janyam. I consider myself jiva, but I am the sakshi, I am the chaitanya swarupa. This, he says, it can be removed. How it can be removed? By your knowledge. That we have already seen. Avidya can be removed by vidya. Then who undergoes the three states of swapna, jagrat and susupti? Ahankar laye supto bhaveta deho api chetanam. When the ahankar, when this absorption of ego goes into the deep sleep, bhaveta deho api chetanam, deha becomes achetan. Become unconscious. In the deep sleep, we don't have any idea what is happening to the body. Ahankar vikasardha, when it is a half conscious, then what happens? Sapna. We are discussing jagrat sapna in our tattva-bodh class. What happens? When only the causal body, subtle body, and gross body all are active, we call it jagrat avastha. When causal body and subtle body are inactive, then we say it is swapna. When ego is associated only with the causal body, we say it susupti. The same thing is said here. Swapna sarvasatu jagrat. In jagrat avastha, we are experiencing, transacting with the whole world and we call it viswa. अंतःकरण वृत्तिश्च चित्छायाम आगता वासना कल्पये सपने बोधय अच्छय विषयान वही अंतःकरण वृत्ति नाउ द अंतःकरण वृत्ति इज सेड हियर नॉट अहंकार नाउ वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द वृत्ति पार्ट ही इज ट्राइंग टू डिस्टिंग्विश बिटवीन द स्वप्न एंड द जागृत चित्छाया में आगता वासना कल्पये सपने Sapna are always based on your vasana. Vasana means your previous experience. Previous experience means in your jagrat avastha, whatever you have seen or heard, or whatever you have perceived by your organs of perception, the weak vasanas will manifest in the dream state and they exhaust the vasana there. So the prerequisite for sapna is vasana. We have seen in detail in our Tattva-bodh class. Kalpet, a bodhai akshi visayan. And when the bodha, when the three bodies are active, then what happens? You are transacting with the world. Akshai. Akshai means you are seeing, with ear, you are hearing, listening. मनोहंकृति उपादानम लिंगम एकम जनात्मकम अवस्था त्रय मनवेति जायते मृियते तथा देन व्हाट एग्जैक्टली एक्सपीरियंस द थ्री स्टेट हु टेक्स अप द थ्री बॉडीज एंड व्हाट हैपेंस हु बीइंग बोर्न एंड डाइज इट सेज मनोहंकृति उपादानम मन एंड अहम इट सेज ओनली टू थिंग्स आर इन सटल बॉडी बट वी हैव सीन इन सटल बॉडी हाउ मेनी आइटम्स आर देयर 17 आइटम्स सो बाई उपलक्षणा यू शुड टेक दैट द 17 आइटम But here the author says, mana and ahankriti. Upadanam lingam ekam janatmakam. This two becomes the subtle body. Lingam, subtle body. Ekam is only one. And it is janatmakam, it is inert. Because it is made of inert matter. Avastha trayam anveti jayate mrite tatha. This subtle body goes into three states, Jagrat Avastha, Sapna Avastha and Susupti Avastha. And this subtle body goes born and dies. Dies means it goes out of this body when say the death has happened. When it enters into another body, we say it is born. Jayate Mriyate Tatha. Then the student asks a question, oh, you were saying only one Brahman is there, Satchit Anand, without other than Sat, there is nothing is existing, but I see this world, tell me how this world has come, what is the source? Then it is said, Sakti Dvayam Himayaya Bichep Abriti Rupakam Bichep Sakti Lingadi Brahmandandam Sri Jagat Sri Jet. The Maya has got two powers. Really speaking, it has got three powers, but here it is second only two powers because he was trying to explain the creation. He is not telling how to come out of the creation. We know the Maya has got three guna, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Tamas is the Avaran Sakti. Rajas is the Vichep Sakti. And Sattagun is the by gun by which you can transcend these gunas. So we have not taken, the author has not taken the Sattaguna here. He said there are two Saktis, one is the Avaran Sakti, another is the Vichep Sakti. And what they did, Vichep Sakti Lingadi Brahmandantam Jagat Sichet. This Vichep Sakti, this projecting power creates the whole Brahmanda. From Lingadi Brahmanda, Linga means from the subtle body. From subtle body, the whole world is created by the Vichep Sakti. He has taken up the Vichep Sakti to explain how the creation has come in. Then he says, what is this creation? Srishti naam brahma rupe sachidananda vastuni abdau fena divat sarva naam rupa prasarana. Srishti naam, what is this srishti? Definition? Well, only naam and rupa. If I ask you, explain srishti, you will give me a list of million items. This constitutes srishti, this is creation. He said, no. Our Rishi Muni says, only naam rupa prasarana, only the form and the name. For transaction purpose, whatever form we see, we give a name. This is chair. With the same material, this table is made. It is different form. We give him, this is a table. This is tripod. This is board. It's the same material, but we are saying different names we are giving for the transaction purpose. How it is? Abdhav fena divat. Like in this ocean, what you see? We say big wave, crashing wave, small wave. Then there are foam, bubbles, froth, everything is only water only, na? Similarly, the whole srishti, what is it? Sachidanand vastu ni, it is the Sachidanand vastu. In the Sachidanand vastu, there are different forms and we are given different names. That is all. The whole srishti is nothing but Sachidanand in different names and forms. Then he comes, after explaining the Vichep Sakti, the projecting power, he comes to now Avaran Sakti. What the Avaran Sakti has done, what the veiling power has done. Antar Drig Drishyo Bhedam Bahishya Brahma Sargayo Avranoti Aparasakti Sa Sansarisa Karanam. That Avaran Sakti, what is done inside Drig and Drishya Bhed, the difference it has covered. It has covered the Atman inside and we are not able to see the Atman. Then Atman is like the Loha Pindavat, the sentience has come to the body and we think his body is Atman. The difference between Atman and Anatman is covered. And what this Avrat Sakti has done outside, the same veiling power has done. Bahischa Brahma Sargayo Abranoti. Bahir also is the Brahman is there as the substratum. And Sarg is the creation, Nam and Rup. The difference between the Brahman and Nam Rup, that is also covered. We are not able to see. We see only Nam Rup. We are not able to see the Brahman outside. Or inside, the Atman is with us. We are not able to see. Who has done this thing? It is the Avaran Sakti. It is the veiling power of the Maya which has covered. Sa Sansarasya Karanam, that is the cause of Sansar. And who is this jiva? What is the definition of the jiva? In verse number 16, it says, Sakshinah purto bhanam lingam dehena sanyutam chichaya samavesat jiva syad vyavarika, the vyavarik jiva, the jiva which is transacting in the world. What is this? He said, there are four things. One is the sakshi. Sakshi, when it comes in the close proximity of subtle body, what will happen? Immediately chitchaya will happen. Because sakshi is there, subtle body is there, immediately reflection of consciousness will come. Like the sun is there, the water is there, a chitchaya will be there. And he has got a deha, gross body. So four things are there in jiva. One is the sakshi, second is the reflection of consciousness, third is subtle body, fourth is gross body. This four constitute jiva. Asya jivatam aropa sachini api apabhasate. Abhrutu tubinishtayam bhede bhate apayatitat. How does one get liberated? Asya jivatam aropa, due to superimposition of jivatva on sakshi. This is because of avaran sakti. Avratam vinashtayam. When this avaran, the veiling thing is removed, what will happen? Bhede bhate apayatitat. Then the difference is clearly seen. So what we have to do? Only remove the ignorance. That's all. Similarly, this was inside. Outside, tatha sarga brahmanasya bhedam avritya tishtati. Outside it has also covered. The bheda between Brahman and sarga. Outside is Brahman is the substratum, and sarga the creation, the namrup is there. We are not able to see the difference, we are not clearly seeing. Yaha sakti tad vathas brahma vikritetva nabhasate. Because of the maya sakti, it has covered. Now we see, oh ho, this Brahman is modifying, it's changing. Brahman has taken all this form. But because of the maya, everything is changing, modifying. By whose power? Is the power of maya. Atrapi abritinasena vibhati varna sargayo. Atra here, outside also. Api abritinasena, if you remove the covering, what will happen? Vibhati, you will be able to clearly see Brahma and sarga. You will be able to see distinctly Brahma and the sarga. Sarga means nam and rup, you can differentiate. Vedas tayo vikara syat sarge na brahmani kochiti. Tayor vikara syat sarge. You will be able to clearly see that the vikara is in the sarga, in the creation, in the nam roop, in the prakriti. All the modifications are in the prakriti. Na brahmani kochit. In brahmani there is no change, no modification. So once the veiling is removed, you will find clearly that the prakriti is changing and modifying, not the Brahman. All changes are happening in anatma and not in atma, not in Brahman. That you will be able to clearly see. Then verse number 20, it said, Astibhati priyam rupam nama chet ansa panchakam adhartraya brahma rupam jagat rupam tatodvam. Well, in everything of the world, you will find five things. Everything you will find five. What is this? Asti, it exists. Bhati, it is seen, it's science. And Priyam, it gives anand. It may not give anand to everybody, but it gives anand. Asti, Bhati, Priyam, Rupam, snake, you may not like, but the snake charmer, he likes. Asti bhati priyam, rup naam, chet ansa panchakam. So in everything there are five things. In this chair, five things are there. Asti, bhati, but it cannot express bhati because the subtle body is not there. Asti, it is there. Then priyam, it is dear to some people, may not be dear to everybody. Priyam. Then rup, it has got a rup. And it has got a name. So five things are there. You will find five things everywhere in the world. In the whole creation you will find five things. Adyatraya Brahma Rupam, the first three are Brahma. Asti Bhati Priya are Brahma. And the other two, Jagat Rupam Tatodvayam, Nam and Rup. Well, this is Jagat. How simple equation is there? Only five things are there. And you have to differentiate with first three and other two. Simple. Very good. What is to be done in order to reach there? Now he tells about the world. Kam vayu agni jalo visu deva tiryang naradisu abhinna 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 sachidananda vidyate rupanamani. Kam panch mahabhut, kam in space, vayu, agni, jal, urvishu means prithvi. These are all inert matters. Panch mahabhut. Dev, tiryang, naradisu, devata, tiryang, animal, naradisu, human beings. Adisu, there are others. He is not telling the names of all those things. Adisu. Abhinna sachidananda, this abhinna, this sachidananda is everywhere. In all five inert matters, and in devata, in animals, in nara, this sachidananda is common. Abhinna, there is no difference. So Satchidananda is in chair, Satchidananda in the table, Satchidananda in the devata, Satchidananda in the Lord, Satchidananda in me, Satchidananda in you is one and abhinna is the same Satchidananda, abhinna Satchidananda. Vidyate rupanamanidhis. And all the names and forms differ. The difference is all in the name and form. In Satchidananda, there is no difference. So difference is only Naam Roop. In ant, the same Satchidananda. In my enemy, same Satchidananda. In Lord, same Satchidananda. But the Roop, Naam and Roop are different. Their functions are different. According to the Upadhi, functions are different. Electricity is same, but the equipments are different. According to different equipment, they function. You connect refrigerator to electricity, it will start giving cooling, add heater, giving you hot air, add light bulb, it will give you light, connect fan, it will give you air, breeze. The difference is in the equipment. Electricity is the one and same. Similarly, all those things which you are seeing outside, inert matter or sentient being, their equipments are different, but the Satchidananda Vastunu is one and same. This is the knowledge which you have to have before starting your meditation. Now in meditation we have to reach that place. So before that we have to know what is Atman, what is Anatman, what is Maya. Once you have got the clear knowledge about this, then it says, Upecha Nama Rupde Satchidananda Tatpara Samadhim Sarvada Kuryad Hridive Athva Bahi. Very simple. Upecha Nama Rup, there are only five things. Remove two. What are those five things? Asti Bhati Priya Nam and Rup. There out of five, well, remove only, falsify two. Falsify two, don't destroy these two. I want to see Satchidananda destroy this chair. No, falsify Naam Roop. No, torpor. Just falsify the Naam Roop. Upeccha Naam Roop De, be indifferent to the Naam Roop. Dve Satchidananda Tatpara, and devoted to the Satchitananda, because Satchitananda is everywhere. That has already been proved. If you remember correctly, I mentioned in my class also, there is a Brahman, it has got a power called Maya, and from Maya came Akasa. From Akasa came Vayu, Vayu from Agni. So if from Brahman came Akasa, so Brahman is Satchitananda, in the Akasa is Satchitananda will be there. From the gold came the bangle, Naam Roop of the bangle came, but the gold is there. So from Satchidananda came Akasa. So Satchidananda plus Akasa has got a gun called sound. Then from Akash came Vayu. So Satchit Anand plus sound plus touch. This way you will come down up to the Prithvi, you will find Satchit Anand and all the five gunas are there in the Prithvi. So Prithvi is the grossest and Akash is the subtlest because it has got only one guna, sound. So Satchit Anand is everywhere. Anything created by these five great elements, Satchit Anand is also going. My body is created by these five great elements, Satchit Anand is there in this body. Whole world Brahmand is created by Satchidanand. That five great elements. With that Satchidanand is also there. So everywhere Satchidanand is there. Satchidanand tatpar samadhim sarvada kuryat. Bola, you do the samadhi sarvada, not only in early morning Brahma Muhurat. No. Sarvada kuryat. Hridayave athva bahih, inside or outside. Because inside is also he is there. Outside is also there. So what will you see? Whether you close your eyes and sit in the meditation, you will see him inside. And when you open the eyes, upeccha naam roop, what will you see? Satchidanand. Mathematically clear, there is no doubt about that. Then sabikalpo nirvikalpa samadhi dvidohridi drishya sabdanubiddena sabikalpa punardvidha. First he has taken hridi. Hridi means first you start meditating on your own self. So sabikalpa, nirvikalpa, this samadhi can be either in the hridi or bahi. So first he has taken hridi. In hridi he said there can be of two types, sabikalpa and nirvikalpa. Sabikalpa means associated with the duality and nirvikalpa means without duality. So sabikalpa. In sabikalpa he said there are two types further. One is drishyanubiddh and another is sabdanubiddh. Anubiddh means associated, associated with seen and associated with words. So how many types of samadhi are there? Three types: drishyanubiddh, sabdanubiddh and nirvikalpa. We are talking about hridi. In hridi there are three types of samadhi. You can impress your friends now. How many types of samadhi do you know? In hridi there are three types. Very good. How to do this thing? Kamadi chittaga drishya tat satchitena chetanam dhyayet drishya anubiddhyam samadhi sabikalpah. Sabikalpa samadhi, which is called drishya anubiddh, associated with the scene, is this, that kamadi chittaga drishya. You remember? Kaam, sankalpa, sandeho, shraddha, ashraddha, dhriti, adhriti, rivi, which was said earlier. These are all drishya. When you close your eyes, you will find lot of thoughts passing. These are the thought parade we call. Chittaga, they are in your mind. Tat satchitvena chetanam. You just meditate on the chetan. And you be just witness to all these things. Don't get associated to these thoughts. If you get associated or identified with the thought, you will immediately go outside. With the thought, you will flow outside. Tasachitana chetanam dhyayet drishyanubiddena. If you do the meditation like this, you are just witnessing your thought like president witnesses the parade. He never get associated with any battalion or any soldier. He just witness taking the salute. Similarly, you have to see the witness of all your thoughts. And a time will come, they will stop. Procession has to end. Asanga Satchidananda Swaprabodhaita Varjita Asmiti Sabda Vidhoyam Samadhi Sabikalpa. The next one is, first one was drishya, you are seeing the parade. Next one, you take the help of words. It's not necessary that you have to do first the drishya, then you come to the sabda. You can start with the sabda also. Asanga Satchidanand Swaprabodhaita Varjitam, you take the help of the word, and the meaning of the word should be help, self. All the words should indicate the self. They are indicators. Like asanga, I am asangoham, asangoham, I am not attached to anything. Satchidananda, Satchidananda, I am Satchidananda, Satchidananda. Swaprabhu, I am self-signing, self-effulgent, self-signing, Swaprabhu. Dvaita Varjita, I am non-dual, non-dual, non-dual. Asmi iti, I am that. It's not something different from me. That has to be understanding. The word asmi iti, sapto vidyam samadhi savirkalpa. With that word, you have to think, I am Satchidananda. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Asangoham, Asangoham, Asangoham. This you have to take the help of this word. This word will continuously you have to meditate. This is called Samadhi Sabikalpa. Then what will happen? Swanubhuti rasavaisa drishya sabda upechatu nirvikalpa samadhi syat nibhata sthit deepavat. Swa anubhuti, when you self realize, what will happen? Rasa avesat, overpowering the ras, the bliss will overpower this sapta and drishya. The association which you have taken, the support which you have taken, the drishya and the sapta, because of this overpowering effect of your bliss, thus drishya sapta upechatu nirvikalpa samadhi, they will drop and you will reach nirvikalpa, no more duality. You are not taking help of any support. You have reached that state. Nivikalpa samadhi sya nivata sthita deepavat. And it will be just like a nivata. There is no flow of thought. Nivata means without bath. Bath means breathe. Nivatavat, the flame is straight. There is no wavering. At that point of time, your mind is still. There is no flow of thought, no flow of breathe. Of thoughts. Mind without thought state is that. And we have already seen the address of Chitchaya and Buddhi. Buddhi, mind is there. So you read that state and that state is Nivatvat, deeper. Hridhi Vahyadesapi Yasmin Kasmin Bastuni. Well, like in Hridhi, Vahyadesapi you can do also with now open eyes. Here this Jnana Samadhi is not for the quietening of mind. We don't want to see that the flow of thought should be stopped to zero. Jnana Samadhi is not a state, it is an understanding that it's a vision, it's a knowledge that I am that. We don't have to continuously remind ourselves that I am a man or I am a woman, it's an understanding. This is not a Jagrat Avastha, Sapna Avastha or Susupti Avastha. It is a complete awareness, clearly understanding that I am Satchidananda. Hridhi Bhaya Desapi Yasmin Kasmin Cha Vastuno. You see, Yasmin Kasmin, any Vastu of the world you take. Yasmin Kasmin Vastuni. Samadhir Adya Sat Matrat Nama Rup Pritakvati. The first one in the Hridhi was Trishya. So how can you do the Dritsya Samadhi outside? It says, from Sat Matra, Naam Rup Prithakriti. You differentiate between Naam Rup and Sat. There are five things outside, na? Sat Chetanand, Asti Bhati Priya, and Naam Rup. Naam Rup Prithak. You do the differentiate between Naam Rup and Sat. So that is the Drishya Anubhidh Vahya Samadhi. Then, akhandaikrasam vastu sachidananda lachanam iti avachinna chinteyam samadhi madhyam obhayet. Madhyam samadhi in the Hridhi was associated with word. But here what you have to do, akhandaikrasam vastu, undivided of the same essence, vastu means reality, sachidananda lachanam, I am that sachidananda lachanam, of that thought you have to take. Iti avichinna chinteyam, it should be uninterrupted. And we have seen what is interrupted, like a malted ghee and poured, it is continuous flow. There is no break. So we have to do the in that way. Samadhi madhyamo vaved, that is the samadhi of the middle type. And then we come to the nirvikalpa samadhi in that also in the third. Have I missed one or what?
Stabdi
bhavo rasabhava tritiya purvan mata stabdi bhavo. Then stabdi bhava will come, stillness of mind. Rasabhasat, ras means due to the experience of bliss, you will have the stillness of mind. Tritiya purvaman mata, according as it was in the hridi. The third one was nirvikalpa. Outside also, you will feel that the same nirvikalpa samadhi. Etai samadhi sarvi nayet kalam nirantaram. How this will be? Spend your time, nayet kalam, always, all time, nirantaram, in this six type of samadhi. That means, even when your eyes are closed or eyes are open, you should always be able to see Satchidananda. Etai samadhi bhi sarvi. So these are the six types of samadhi. Three types are Hindridi and same three types are on the Bahi also. Then what will happen? We have seen. Dehavamane galite vigyate parmatmani yatra yatra mano yati tatra tatra samadhiya. Wherever the mind now goes, you will see Satchidananda. Because in every vastu there is five things, naam, roop and satchitanand. So now you have learned to differentiate naam, roop, falsified, satchitanand vastuni. For ignorant, naam, roop comes first, satchitanand comes second. But once you learn how to differentiate, satchitanand will be first, naam, roop will be second. Yatra yatra manojati tatra tatra samadhyaya. Abatao, wherever your mind goes, you will be able to satchitanand. Whatever rishi, whatever form, whatever name, all has got five things. You have started seeing Satchidananda everywhere, 24 hours. And then what will happen? Vidyate hridayaganti chidyante sarvasansaya chiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. You have seen tasmin drishte, you have seen Satchidananda, you are seeing inside and outside, tasmin drishte paravare, per and hour. Avar is the jeep, par is the Brahma, or Brahman and Sarga. Wherever you see, vidyate hridayaganti, your hridayaganti is now cut. What is that hridayaganti? Avidya kam karma is gone. Avidya kam. Chidyante sarvasansaya, all doubts about jeev jagat, Ishwar is gone. Now you are seeing Brahman everywhere with open eye and the closed eye also. And what is this, all this? Naam Roop, they are modifying, that is their nature. But in the Brahman or in the Atman, there is no modification, no change. Chidyante sarva sansaya, there is no doubt about Jeev Jagat and Ishwar. Chiyante chasya karmani, all karmas are burnt. All your sanchit karma, khatam, account clear. There is nobody to deliver you any packet of sorrow. Accept your prarabdha. Tasmin drishte paravare, when you see that par and avar clearly. So with the grace of the Lord and Gurudev and blessings of the Guruji, we have completed a beautiful text, Drigdarsha Vivek, today. We will chant the first verse once again, so that you read it again. One reading is not sufficient. I don't know, I must have read it at least 10 times. Still, I get a new idea when I read it again and again, again and again.
Rupam drishyam lochanam drika.
Rupam drishyam lochanam drika.
Tadrishyam draktumanasam.
Tadrishyam
draktumanasam. Drishyadhi vrittayo sakshi. Drishyadhi vrittayo sakshi. Drakeva natu drishyate. Drakeva natu drishyate.
Om Purnamadat,
Purnamadat,
पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम
Next class we will be doing Panchadasi chapter 10. The books are available in the bookstore.
Hari Om. On behalf of the whole class, I would like to offer my salutations and the heartfelt thank you to Uncle Ji and Auntie Ji for giving us the explanation on this wonderful text. And as Uncle Ji said, we need to do our study now. We have access to cloud, we need to update our applications, be current. This is technology. So if it doesn't work, please try to be current in your apps. One easy way is to delete the app and reinstall it if you have a lot of them. I was just thinking about you, Molinji, that if you have a lot of them, you don't want to do it. The others can wait, see, but the search for the self cannot wait. So you delete the app and reinstall it, it'll install the current one. Another note, we have completed 1 year of our study class. We started with 3 or 4 people and we have almost 18 to 20 people. And it's the same group that is coming constantly, which is very nice. We need to spread this message to other people in the congregation, those who are interested that want to join us. Shankarji has come today, which is very nice to see. It'll be good to include everybody in it because this is for all of us. Our mission is for everybody. So we would like to invite more and more people. As a conclusion of the first year of our class, next week we are going to have a small celebration. So you can contact Shubhiji if you want to. It's a potluck breakfast. So after the class, we will stay for about half an hour, 45 minutes, and just have a small celebration together. And if there's any other questions as far as the cloud or access, you know how to reach me. Hari Om.